Welcome to the Challenges in Vending Technology podcast. This is Elliot Maris, editor of Automatic Merchandiser magazine. This will be the seventh in a series of podcast interviews focusing on vending technology. Many technology products have been introduced to improve the benefits to vending customers and at the same time to improve the efficiencies for vending operators. Oftentimes, operators question the claims that providers make. Today, we have Dominic Finelli, the co-owner of Custom Vending Incorporated in Beltsville, Maryland, one of the leading independents in the Baltimore, Maryland market. In our last interview, we considered some of the problems that occur when different products are mixed in the same spiral. Dominic, you raised the question of how often product selection should change. Many operators change selections on a quarterly basis, but this does not strike many of us as a scientific method. Don't you agree that item-level reporting gives you a more reliable way to select product?
I've always believed in stocking the top items all the time and then rotating the others that are in that category. I think that if you go by all the reports that the manufacturers and different other reports that say these are the top 20 items of candies, these are the top 20 of chips, and if you can stock the top five all the time and rotate the others, that is the ultimate in selling, because those reports come not only from vending, but what people are buying at the grocery stores. And so if they're buying them at the grocery stores, they're just coming to our machines and buying the same product. Why would you not stock the same items in the machine to make it available for them? It's not, to me, it's not scientific. You look at, you buy a product, you put it out in the street. Through all these years of experience, you know whether that item is going to sell, how long it's going to sell, and if you can, you can monitor it and then buy it again if it sells good, or rotate it out and rotate it in. But when you do it on a quarterly basis simply because, you know, the reports say that it's a good item or something, I don't think that works. I think the quarterly basis buying is more predicated on rebates than anything else, to tell you the truth.
So you would choose a different buying cycle. What would you choose?
I don't have a buying cycle. There's five items, for instance. Why would you ever take out Snickers out of your machine? Why would you ever take out an M&M peanuts out of your machine? Why would you take out a Fritos corn chip or the Doritos? Those are items that are constantly in the machine. So you have a certain amount of those. Say you have 35 columns in the machine. Perhaps 25 of those are dedicated items that are the top selling brands in those particular price points that you're trying to sell there. And then you have those open slots that you bring in other rotational items that are that are selling 6th and 7th and 8th and 9th and 10th in the category, and you rotate them out. You bring them in. Once they sell off, you bring something else in. That's how you meet the customer's needs more than any of this other things. And if that's what we're trying to do, then this is the way you should do it. I think if when you buy on a quarterly basis, you really are just worrying about your rebates and not about the customer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm not sure that we'll get any argument from any of the technology suppliers on that point, but we'll see if any of them have any further comments on this. This concludes the seventh podcast on vending technology.